News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. At least 9 people were killed Saturday night when someone drove a car through a cultural festival in Vancouver, British Columbia.
I heard, you know, the car was like revving up. And then until I heard, or we heard, like a loud noise, like a loud bang.
Dale Salipe said when he ran towards the scene, he saw bodies on the ground. Vancouver's acting police chief Steve Rye said,
that male was taken into custody at the scene by the crowd. It was a Filipino community event. The crowd immediately called police. We then took custody of the subject, and he is now in our custody being held.
Police said there's no indication it was an act of terror. The president of the Philippines says the consulate general in Vancouver is working alongside Canadian authorities. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's export economy was already turbulent, and now tariffs could send it into a tailspin. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Businesses and farmers across the state rely on exports, and some of the biggest categories are industrial, electrical, and agriculture. But the value of those exports overseas has dropped in the last 10 years, according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum report. The state has gone from the 19th top exporting state to 21st. Tyler Burns with the forum says the cause is difficult to pinpoint, but factors like labor costs, consumer tastes, and workforce changes all play a role.
Wisconsin is one of the most dependent states on agriculture and manufacturing jobs. And so any disruption to our access to international markets puts a lot of people at risk.
Burns adds U.S. tariffs triggering retaliatory actions could make Wisconsin goods more expensive, potentially causing consumers to seek alternatives. The report looks at state-produced goods, where they're produced, and which countries buy them. Milwaukee exports the most goods, with total exports last year valued at $9.7 billion. That's down nearly 20% from a decade ago. But Burns says this mirrors drops seen in other industrial cities. Last year, Canada, the European Union, Mexico, and China were the top buyers of Wisconsin-made products, accounting for about two-thirds of all the state's exports, according to the report. And the U.S. has imposed tariffs on all of them. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
NFL Draft, a huge success. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL Draft ended last night here in Green Bay. Over 600,000 fans attending during the three-day event. That's only second to the draft held in Nashville back in 2019. TV ratings also up 11% over last year's numbers. As for the Packers, they drafted 8 new players, 4 on offense, 4 on defense. I asked Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, was he hoping to add more draft picks to the roster?
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year. And we really didn't accomplish that, but feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
NBA Game 4, the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The Pacers lead that series 2-1. Baseball, the Brewers lost their 4th in a row, 6-5 in St. Louis yesterday.
We all know that we need to clean it up, but in the big leagues you have to do that. You know, you can't keep making mistakes and just get it corrected and don't let it linger.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see a mix of sun and cloudiness across the area today. A couple of showers early, otherwise highs in the mid-60s and a southeast breeze. Tonight, showers and storms, a little greater chance. Lows in the lower 50s. Watch out for severe weather on Monday. Currently 46 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On April 22nd, in the Wisconsin State Senate, something happened that you don't see too often. A high-profile bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 32-1 to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of only two U.S. states that has not already extended this critical postpartum coverage. So with that kind of support, you'd expect the bill to pass, right? Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly blocked this legislation from coming up for a vote. Several Republican state representatives have been speaking out on this, urging Voss to change his tune, but he has not yet budged. It's time for Voss to end this charade and allow this bill to come up for a vote. If he's opposed, he can still vote against it. But one person should not block a bill that has already been supported by the majority of his own party. Let the people vote, Mr. Speaker.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Todd Albaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Albaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Morning, everybody. The music of the stars on the air on the Civic Media Radio Network. And we're joined by WXCO Wausau. Wrapping up this crazy month of April. What makes it crazy? Well, look outside. February, March temperature all the way through and on through. Ah, but yet, there's a promise of summer, and we'll cover that musically speaking. Not today. About the dark side, film noir. Rondell, high noon, Central Time, live on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us on Facebook.
I'm talking from the bedroom of Norma Desmond. Don't bother with a rewrite, man. Take this direct. Ready? As day breaks over the murder house.
Yes, you'll read the big black headlines about Norma Desmond and this Hollywood scandal. But you'll never read the true story about the rest of us who were part of it. Me, for instance. Joe Gillis, a promising young writer from Dayton, Ohio. And Betty, that nice kid I met at a Hollywood party, who knew nothing about me, but knew what she wanted. Don't you love Artie?
Of course I love him. I always will. I'm just not in love with him anymore.
What happened?
You did?
Well, we should have lived happily ever after, like they do in the movies. But this was different. Because this is a Hollywood story about the people who make the movies. The little ones that you never hear of, like Betty and me. The great ones, like Cecil B. DeMille. All those who knew Norma Desmond, A strange woman who left her mark on all of us who crossed her path. Has it ever occurred to you that I may have a life of my own, that there may be some girl that I'm crazy about?
Who? Some car hop or a dress extra?
What I'm trying to say is that I'm all wrong for you. You want a Valentino, somebody with polo ponies, a big shot.
What you're trying to say is you don't want me to love you. Say it.
Glory. Sunset Boulevard.
I walk along the street of sorrow, the boulevard of broken dreams, where Gigolo and Gigolette can take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You laugh tonight and cry tomorrow when you behold your shattered schemes. Gigolo and Gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, you cannot keep it long, it seems. Gigolo and Gigolette still sing a song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams. A song and dance along the boulevard of broken dreams.
Born in Sunset Boulevard, Miss Nancy Olson.
Joe? Where are you? What's this all about?
Why don't you come out and see for yourself? The address is 10,086 Sunset Boulevard.
Yes, come out to see for yourself the film that reaches a new milestone of dramatic daring. The film that every critic says is a giant among motion pictures.
Your dad, it's mom!
That thing on these tapes is not your mother.
Nou, die kont van jou krijgt nog steeds een dikke vette titel.
Franz Waxman wrote this. Sunset Boulevard.
Thank you.
Francis Albert live in the Sands.
Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing. On the street of dreams, dreams broken in two can be made like new. On the street of dreams, gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold up there on a moonbeam. Poor, ain't nobody poor, long as love is sure. On the street of dreams, rubies are more.
London.
Easy Street, I'd love to live on Easy Street. Nobody works on Easy Street. Just lie around all day, just sit and play the horses. Life is sweet for folks who live on Easy Street. No weekly payments you must meet. That makes your head turn gray. When opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rockin', 'cause you know your fortune's made. And if the sun makes you perspire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I'd want no job today. So please go away. The sun makes you perspire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I'd want no job today. So please go away.
London. Booker Jones wrote that.
Midnight, look at that steeple, it's midnight. Unhappy people, it's ringing with joy, it's ringing with cheer. 'Cause yesterday's gone, tomorrow is near. Midnight, the heart is lighter at midnight. Things will be brighter the moment you find more of your kind. On the street of dreams, love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing. On the street of dreams, dreams broken in two can be made like new. On the street of dreams, gold, silver and gold, all you can hold. Long as love is sure, on the streets of dreams.
Doris Day, recorded 1964, not released until 97.
I'm looking for that lonely street. I've got a sad, sad tale to tell. I need a place to go and weep.
Where's this place called Lonely Street? Such as I, who came to bury broken dreams and watch an old love die. If I could find that lonely street where dim lights bring forgetfulness, where broken dreams and memories meet. Where's this place called Lonely Street? Where's this place called?
recruited. Well, I'll be it's a lonely baby. It's a lonely baby. I'll be so lonely, I could die. Could I have a little more echo on my voice? Oh, it's always crowded, that's got it. You still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And be so lovely, baby. And be so lovely, baby. And be so lovely, they could die. Now the bellhop's tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, it's been so long and lonely. See, well, let her get back. Let her get back. Let her get back. Let her get back. It's so lovely, like a dog. Well, now if your baby leaves you and you're gonna tell the tech, well, you take a walk down lonely street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be, or rip my jeans, where you will be third pair today. You'll be so lovely, you could die. For jazz. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And make us a lovely baby. So that's too much echo. Heartbreak be so lovely. Tears keep flowing. You'll be so lovely baby. That's too much. Turn me off.
Laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken into can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver and gold, all you can hold is in the moonbeams. Poor, no one is poor, long as love is sure on the street of dreams.
Love laughs at a king, 'cause kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams that's all broken in two, you can make them just like new on the street of dreams. Now you take gold, silver and gold, all that you can hold is way up yonder in the moonbeam. Poor, ain't nobody poor, long as love is sure on that old street of dreams.
Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver and gold, all you can hold is in the moonbeams. Poor, no one is poor, long as love is sure on the street of dreams.
Ink Spots there, with the old standard, The Music of the Stars. Monica Mancini, Hit the Road, Jack. Patrick Williams, Skyza, modern arranger that you hear his music everywhere. If there's a big band on the movies or on TV, current, it just could be Patrick Williams. Henry Mancini not only did the music, but the lyrics. That's his daughter. Monica, from Two for the Road. The music of the star. Talk about Fred McMurray. Fred's quite a musician. Studied at Carroll College. And before that, in Madison, his dad taught music in the public schools. They moved from Quincy, Illinois. Then they moved to Beaver Dam. And Fred played at Twin Lakes, Kenosha County, in the Gus Arnheim Band. Tenor sax, good musician. Dated a Kenosha girl.
We only have.
Oh, this is Old Home Week. I love that. You're making my visit really worthwhile.
Music's really getting to you.
No, it's great.
That was from Roberta,
too. It's great,
too.
These songs, huh?
That was from Roberta,
too? That's Roberta, too.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, Fred McMurray was in that show?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was with the California Collegians.
Yeah.
And borrowed my high hat and a cane to make a test for Paramount. Yeah. And I said, well, you know, because they tested me in 1930, and I thought, they'll never handle this kid, you know. And he came back a couple of weeks. He said, can I borrow it again? They asked me for some more film. I said, sure, but have it back for the show, which he did, you know. Came to me about 2 weeks. I said, I'm going to California. I said, no kidding. I said, they'll kill him out there. What do they know of oranges out there? They'll never, you know, they don't know anything about talent. I was so mad because they didn't buy me, you know. And he went out there, and about 5 months later, I was walking down Broadway on the way to the theater. I looked up at the Paramount sign. It said, Claudette Colbert and the Gilded Lily with Fred McMurray. I almost fell in the sewer, you know? This guy was featured in his first film, and I couldn't wait for the show to get over.
Here's Fred McMurray with the Gus Arnheim Band.
Me, Walter Neff, insurance agent. It all began last May. I was thinking about that dame upstairs and the way she had looked at me. And I wanted to see her again, close, without that silly staircase between us. How could I have known that murder can sometimes smell like honeysuckle?
I can't stand it anymore. What if they do hang me?
They're not going to hang you, baby.
It's better than going on this way.
They're not going to hang you. Because you're going to do it and I'm going to help you.
I'd like to move in on her right now, tonight. If it wasn't for Norton and his striped pants ideas about company policy, I'd have the cops after her so quick it'd make her head spin. Now, we know the Dietrichson dame is in it and somebody else.
Only I haven't got a single thing to go on, Keyes.
He'll show. He's got to show. Sometime, somewhere, they've got to meet.
The finest come from Paramount Pictures. Comedies, dramas, musicals, mysteries, entertainment for everyone.
Here's the theme from Double Indemnity.
By yourself, take a nap or a nip by yourself. You can get into debt on your own. There are lots of things that you can do alone, but takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango. Do the dance of love. You can croon to the moon by yourself, but you can laugh like a loon by yourself. Spend a lot, go to pot on your own. There are lots of things that you can do alone, but takes two to tango, two to tango, two to really get the feeling of romance. Let's do the tango, do the tango, do the dance of love. It takes two, takes two. Darling, it always takes two to tango.
Thank you.
Michael Bublé, boy.
When you dance, you have a way with me. Stay with me, swear with me. When the rhythms start to play, hold me close, make me sway. Like an ocean up the shore, hold me close, sway me more.
The tango for you when you're in Paris. Make it the last one. Gatto Barbieri. evening, everybody. Music of the Star. Oshkosh. Good morning, WISS.
Your lips and all at once the sparks go flying. Those devil lips that know so well the art of lying. And though I see the danger still, the flames grow higher. I know I must surrender to your kiss of fire. Just like a torch, you set the soul within me burning. I must go on along the road, no returning. And though it binds me, it turns me into ashes. My whole world crashes without your kiss of fire. I can't resist you. What good is there trying? What good is there denying? You're all that I desire. Since first I kissed you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight, devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me. Your kiss of fire. I desire. Since first I kiss you, my heart was yours completely. If I'm a slave, then it's a slave I want to be. Don't pity me, don't pity me. Give me your lips, the lips you only let me borrow. Love me tonight, let the devil take tomorrow. I know that I must have your kiss, although it dooms me, though it consumes me. The kiss of fire.
Hello, here's Giselle McKenzie, that is. Leroy Anderson. Music of the Stars.
Here am I with you in a world of blue, and we're dancing to the tango we loved when we first met. While the music plays, we recall the days when our love was ago. So just hold me tight in your arms tonight, and this blue tango will be our thrilling memory of love. Kiss your cheek, we don't have to speak. The violin's like a chord, expressing the desire we used to know not long ago. So just hold me tight in your arms tonight, and this blue tango will be our thrilling memory.
Always like Giselle McKenzie. The tango with Al Pacino, remember that? Scent of Omen. Well, let's do a little Lyra Anderson after we come back from news. And maybe even an Apache dance. You don't know what that is? All the best. Stand by for news on the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is the Civic Media Network. Join us on Facebook. The Music of the Stars. Music of the Stars. Good morning, La Crosse, WLCX, and Amory, WLAK, Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. 9 people were killed, and authorities now say more than 20 injured when someone drove a car through a cultural festival in Vancouver, British Columbia, on Saturday. Prime Minister Mark Carney.
Authorities have confirmed that one person is in custody, and it is believed that they acted alone.
He also said that there is no active threat to Canada at large. Police in Vancouver have said there's not believed to be any indication it was an act of terror. It happened at a Filipino cultural festival. The prime minister said,
last night, families lost a sister, a brother, a mother, a father, a son, or a daughter. Those families are living every family's nightmare.
He was speaking in Ontario, where he canceled a campaign event today. Canada holds nationwide elections tomorrow. This is ABC News.